الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series on the issue of da'wah, on the how of da'wah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his kalam, ud'u ila sabili rabbik bil hikmati wal maw'izati lhasana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, invite towards the way of your Rabb, bil hikmati, with hikmah, with wisdom, wal ma'izati al-hasana, and with good invitation, good speeches, good preaching. If you see the sequence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, first he said hikmah, then he said ma'izati al-hasana. Now this is something that I remind myself and you, because this is something which we forget. And we start off with lecturing, we start off with preaching, we start off sometimes with arguing and debating, where we have not built any relationship. We have done nothing with regard to the wisdom, nothing with regard to building an atmosphere, straight off with the message, and it doesn't work. Not only does it not work, but it actually sometimes has a very negative effect. And we have enough and more examples of these things which we see around us. If you take the case of the Sahaba, the famous Sahaba who were the cause of the coming to Islam of many, many people, all of them, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, Musa bin Umair radiallahu anhu, who went to Medina, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sent him. All of them were people who already had a complete network. They were people who had very strong relationships in the community. They were highly respected by their people. So when they came and they presented something, it was taken seriously. And it was taken seriously, and it was something which was accepted. Take another example of somebody like Jafar bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who was the head of the group which went to Abyssinia, the people who made Hijrah. Now you might say, well, Jafar bin Abi Talib went to Abyssinia, he did not have the time to build a relationship with An-Najashi and so on and so forth. But see Jafar bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu's da'wah. When Najashi called him into the court, when Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu came there before he became Muslim, and he complained about these people. When Jafar bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was called into the court, Najashi asked him, what does Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does he say? What did Jafar bin Abi Talib, what did he recite there? What did he say? Did he talk about Tawhid? He recited ayat of Surat Maryam. And he is reciting ayat of Surat Maryam before the Christians. See the hikmah, before the mawizah. Later on he said, he invites towards worship of one Allah, and he prohibits us from lying and cheating and from committing zina and so on. But he began with what? He began with building a relationship. Even though there wasn't the kind of time and so on and so forth to build a great friendship and so on. But the first thing he talks about is the commonality of belief and the commonality of understanding between the religion of An-Najashi and his people and Jafar bin Abi Talib himself. Now these are things which in our enthusiasm for da'wah, we lose track of and we forget and we don't make the effort. So we go directly with hammer and tongs. It doesn't work. It does not work. It actually causes more harm than good. And that is the reason why in many cases our da'wah fails. Because we do not follow the methodology of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Building relationships, building a community, building, having an opinion with people. This is the foundation of da'wah. And that's why in the seerah you will see that there were tribes who were aiding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with intelligence and with information and so on, who themselves were not Muslim, but they were aiding Rasulullah ﷺ against the Quraysh, because they had a relationship with Muhammad Rasulullah ﷺ, even though they had not become Muslim. Until that time, they were not Muslim before Fatah Makkah and so on. Nabi ﷺ was getting information and intelligence from some of the tribes who were not Muslim. So technically speaking, they should not have been helping him. They should have been helping the Quraysh, but that did not happen. The person who guided Rasulullah ﷺ and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu to Medina in the Hijrah was himself not a Muslim. Yeah, their guide was not a Muslim. He was a non-Muslim, but he had enough respect and enough love for Nabi ﷺ as a person to guide him safely, even though there was a price of 100 camels each on Rasulullah ﷺ and Abu Bakr Siddiq. This man who was not a Muslim could have got that prize of 200 camels by misguiding them, by taking them somewhere. He did not do that. He took them by the right route and he took them to Medina safely, guided them, even though he himself was not a Muslim. And there are many such examples in the seerah and the seerah of Sahaba, where you see how they practiced da'wah according to the methodology of the Quran and the Sunnah, which is bil hikmati wal ma'izati al hasana. So it is very important for us when we look at da'wah to look at our own akhlaq, to look at our own dealings with people, to look at our own mu'amilat, to look at how we treat people. And I am talking about now non-Muslims, how we treat our neighbors, how we treat the people in the community. If you have a business, then how you treat your customers. All of these things build a foundation for the presenting of Islam as a belief system. If we don't have this foundation, and if we are not respected for our akhlaq, for our mu'amilat, if we are not respected for our manners, our morality, if we are not respected for our dealings with people, dealings of honesty, integrity, compassion, then believe me, no amount of preaching is ever going to have any effect, because people have no respect for you as a person. So obviously, whatever comes from you, they will reject it. They will not have respect for that. So it is very important for us to focus on this. And if we do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for this also. But in any case, this is a good idea, because if you are seen as a person who is honest, who has integrity, and if you are seen as a person who is compassionate, if you are respected in society, then automatically this is good for you anyway. Even without the da'wah, this is good for you anyway. You will be respected, people will honor you, and people will love you and show their affection for you. So this is something which makes us, alhamdulillah, winners in the dunya wal akhirah, to focus on this. So very important for us to focus on, before we start presenting the message and so forth, it is very important for us to focus on our own akhlaq and our own mu'amilat, and ensure that we build a foundation of hikmah before we go to the mawizah. Before we go. And then again, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mawizatil hasana. So even the presentation must be done in a very good way. So whatever is the best way of presenting, that is what one must do. Do it directly. I'm not saying sugarcoat it to the point where you don't understand the difference. Don't say, no, everything is good. Everything cannot be good. Everything is not right. There is one right and the rest of it is wrong. But say it in a way and present it in a way which is acceptable, which is good, which will lead people to at least to give it some thought and to reflect on it and to listen to it. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ